This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Or how old is the Congress as we welcome you on MUT Radio?
Thank you very much, Kudwa. I also greet the listeners. We started the conference in 2018. And it actually started as a response to a platform that I was scouting for my students. My student had done a brilliant job in one of the communities, and I pushed them to actually conduct research. But at the end, they did not have a platform where they were going to showcase their research. And in turn, one very nice mentor of mine at MUT said to me, if you can't find a platform for your students, it's better than you create your own. And that is how the GSA was created. But when we started in 2018, it was just a Congress on Ecosystems Rehabilitation and Restoration. Then in 2024, that is when we had our very first global conference, where we had guests from other countries as well, and it's still continuing even with this one. Thank you.
Yeah. Maybe if you can just tell us, talk about the significance of this Congress. It's called the Global Congress on Ecosystems Rehabilitation and Restoration. Talk to us about the significance of this program, and why did you feel a need to start such a project, particularly here at Mangosuthu University of Technology?
Even though we are known for conservation out in the industry, but we have not been known about creating such platforms where we are getting industry, academics, policymakers, and communities to actually come and engage. And one thing that is different about this conference is that we bring in even communities to come and present with the work that they are doing, or showcase some of the produce that they actually have produced in their areas. So that is how different it is, and that is why we need to have such conversations. And with ecosystems rehabilitation, we can't run away from that, because we exist as the conservation sector so that other people like yourself can exist. Because if you take us out of the equation, the whole entire globe will collapse without our interventions.
Mm, definitely. I know we've had the first speaker of the Congress, which is Professor Samuel Mposi from the University of Limpopo. Which other guests, if you can just remember from the top of your mind, that we can expect throughout the program?
Okay, so tomorrow we'll have a lovely virtual guest plenary session from Professor Matera Chera from the University of Northwest. And we will also have on Thursday, we will have we'll have another guest who is from the Kishuko Business Training Academy, who will also be presenting to us. And it's also exciting that we've got even the Department of Tourism that is also coming to present. Our colleagues, some of our colleagues outside of South Africa, will be presenting virtually at this conference. So those are some of the things. And the biggest, the huge turnout from the SANBI that actually are coming also to present in this conference.
Doc, I know that you did mention it in your opening statement or your opening speech yesterday with Galadina, that you work closely with students, and we've seen quite a number of students here who have assisted you throughout the program to make it a success as it is. How can MUT students benefit from this Congress, particularly the students from your department?
Okay, so when we are training students, this is a very a lovely question, important one. When we are training students, we should train students holistically, not just for the content of what goes to, for instance, conservation ecology. But once they've reached the saturation point of conservation ecology, what then are they going to do out there? And that is where I come in, especially with the conference, to say, when I'm doing my planning, I plan with the students so that they learn the ropes, so that they, when they go out, they got other skills that they were not going to get in class, but they're getting those skills here. And even some of my students, the alumni, are coming to present here. So this is a very good platform for their learning. And one thing is that when we started, some of our students were very shy. in presenting. But right now, one of my students have been the abstract, and that's a diploma student. The abstract has been accepted in the focus conference. Wow. So there is a lot that these students are learning. And again, I don't think it's just my efforts. It's their effort as well. I would like to partake, impart knowledge, but if they're not willing to receive that knowledge, then it's a fruitless exercise for me. So it's a coordinated effort between me and my students.
Definitely. No, Doc, I don't want to hold you for long. Thank you so much.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.